Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime! Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. If you're not keeping score at home, well, then shame on you. Here's the deal. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne gives yours truly, Lee Elsie, the opportunity to speak to all of you on these phenomenal USA radio stations across the entire country. So again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour you get me. Then Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. The great Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, spinning the dials, making sure everything runs as smooth as silk. It is day number 3 of August, 2021. I would like to start this afternoon's show with somewhat of a recap. And then, strategically, before it's over, I'm going to play you some audio. And I want you to pay very close attention to the audio, because the audio has a direct connection to what's going on in this country right now. But let's go through a recap of the last, let's say, 16, 18 months. We lived and are living through a pandemic caused by a leak of a Chinese-engineered virus, and it was covered up by the same Chinese scientists that created it. This pandemic has caused nationwide madness. The spread of COVID was followed by a nationalized and often politicized, quote-unquote, flatten the curve, a quarantine scenario that ensured everyone in this country would go stir-crazy. All of your information, all of your news was gathered through television and through the computer. Tens of millions of people staring religiously at their computer screens or their televisions to be completely manipulated by either social or drive-by media. We then went through our first self-induced recession, destroying all of the hard work that came the previous 3 years. We went into an economic tailspin. This was followed by the death of George Floyd and a subsequent 120 days of rioting, looting, and arson. The immediate cost of that rioting, looting, and arson was $2 billion in damages and over 25 deaths, 14,000 arrests, and this Lord of the Flies anarchy mentality with no-go zones in our major cities. Imagine this, no-go zones in American cities. If I were in Portland, there were places I wasn't allowed. Think about that for a second. Let that sink in. And, of course, intertwined with all of this was remote-controlled America hunting down the supposed racists among us, accusing every person not of color of the most insidious behavior imaginable. As we went into the election cycle, our incumbent president was stricken by the virus while his opponent ran his entire campaign buried behind a mask in his basement with his wife telling him exactly what to do and what to say. When he did pop his head out of the gopher hole, it was only with a careful direction from his handlers, rarely said anything of importance, yet that was the way Biden in his basement ran the campaign and then would eventually become the president of the United States, destroying every record that we've ever had of the number of votes someone would get. Imagine this buffoon, this person, this intellectually deficient politician capturing the imagination of the United States populace to the tune where he was going to get 81 million votes. It doesn't seem possible. And of course, after all of this, we watched the insanity of the Capitol riots. Following the riots came a second and unprecedented
presidential impeachment, which again failed. A special prosecutor, witnesses, cross-examinations, all of it, all based on this myth that somehow this armed insurrection was fueled by President Donald Trump. A complete, utter lie. The impeachment charade was followed by a trial in the Senate without the Chief Justice presiding, and they were trying to impeach a president who was no longer in office. And the finale after the election was the promise of a moderate, good old boy Joe Biden. That's right, Joe Biden from Scranton was supposed to be the correction of Trump. And after 6 months, all of us cynics, me included, what we predicted has come true tenfold. Not only are we in a complete tailspin, but this administration and the cronies surrounding him are pushing for the implementation of the most radical agenda since the 1930s. In fact, what we have now is an entire country descending into collective madness. Propaganda, media distortion, all pumping this quarantine, all killing us slowly. Think about this, just from an economic standpoint. Within the space of 6 months in 2021, the cost of essentials, our life essentials, have skyrocketed. Food, gasoline, housing, appliances, cars, trucks, any and all building material. This idea of non-ending streams of stimulus money, huge deficits, and a pent-up demand so far have ensured that Americans would pay huge, skyrocketing, spiking prices. And that's exactly what has happened. We're on the doorstep of stagflation, a recession. It is coming. And there is nothing that is standing in its way. Think about California for a second. When we look at all of the states in this country, California is the worst run of all of them. But it's also a helpful bellwether of what's coming. Now, this state has plenty of oil, natural gas. There are still remnants of once thriving nuclear and hydroelectric industry, but power outages are now commonplace in California. They can't take care of themselves. 40 million people driving on roads and highways attended for 20 million people, with 30% of them not born in this country / illegals. Gas can range upwards of $5 or $6 or more. $100 fill-ups are common. And if you go to a California Home Depot or Lowe's, you grab a piece of plywood, it'll cost you $90. And if you mention San Francisco to a Californian, the first thing they'll say to you is, don't go there, or at least don't park there. They'll smash your windows and steal your stuff. And if you go to a store, it's constant criminal activity. The thieves are robbing the thieves who are robbing the stores. Chaos in San Francisco. And by the way, if you're walking around, don't look down at the soles of your shoes, because chances are you stepped in either human or animal excrement. And as we all know, there is no media credibility left. Nothing. For years, they sold us on this Steele dossier was the gold standard, the Robert Mueller dream that would prove collusion. Donald Trump, again, him and his minions colluding with the Russians. None of it. None of it bore out to be true. Nothing. We get silence from the media when it comes to Hunter Biden, and there's never anybody out there trying to make a connection with President Joe Biden and the Ukraine. It's all, shh, don't talk about that. That doesn't matter now. I'm just scratching the surface of some of the things that have happened here in the last 18 months. I haven't even mentioned critical race theory or defunding the police department or the latest idea that if you don't get your vaccine, somehow you're not a good American. Before I run out of time here in this first break, I went digging for some audio, and I think it's important that I play this. So timing is everything in life and news and success, failure. Matt Damon gave a speech, and in this speech, he had his words directed at another leader. But I want you to think about this and consider what he's saying, and consider it from your perspective or my perspective, and the whole dynamic of what he's saying changes. Civil disobedience. It may be time for it.
I start from the supposition that the world is topsy-turvy, that things are all wrong, that the wrong people are in jail and the wrong people are out of jail, that the wrong people are in power and the wrong people are out of power, that the wealth is distributed in this country and the world in such a way as not simply to require small reform, but to require a drastic reallocation of wealth. I start from the supposition that we don't have to say too much about this, because all we have to do is think about the state of the world today and realize that things are all upside down. Now, if you don't think, if you just listen to TV and read scholarly things, you actually begin to think that things are not so bad, or that just little things are wrong. But you have to get a little detached and then come back and look at the world, and you are horrified. So we have to start from that supposition that things are really topsy-turvy. And our topic is topsy-turvy, civil disobedience. Now, as soon as you say the topic is civil disobedience, you're saying our problem is civil disobedience. That is not our problem. Our problem is civil obedience. Our problem is the numbers of people all over the world who have obeyed the dictates of the leaders of their government. We recognize this for Nazi Germany. We know that the problem there was obedience, that the people obeyed Hitler. People obeyed. That was wrong. They should have challenged, and they should have resisted. And if we were only there, we would have showed them. What we are trying to do, I assume, is really to get back to the principles and aims and spirit of the Declaration of Independence. This spirit is resistance to illegitimate authority and to forces that deprive people of their life and liberty and right to pursue happiness. And therefore, under these conditions, it urges the right to alter or abolish their current form of government. And the stress had been on abolish. But to establish the principles of the Declaration of Independence, we're going to need to go outside the law.
That's confirmed lefty Matt Damon talking at a different time about a different set of circumstances. But the words ring true now. I will not be told what to do. I will not have my freedoms infringed upon. Maybe it's time for civil disobedience. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on, any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a whore. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer partner or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health. Not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible Exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off, or go to EnergizedHealth.com.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to spend some time with you for the first hour of the show. Warm you up for when Wayne gets here at the top of the hour. One of the biggest stories, maybe of the century, is how many illegal aliens are coming across the border literally on a regular daily basis. We're projecting north of 2 million illegal aliens to come through our southern border in 2021. Just take a deep breath and think about that for just a second. 2 million. Now, we've been told for how many decades that, oh, there's only about 11 or 12 million illegal aliens undocumented here in this country. Garbage. Total garbage. First of all, we know there's probably like 30. But let's assume that we'll meet everybody in the middle and say, yeah, right, 15 million illegal aliens here in this country. 15. That means if we're letting in 2 million, that's about 16 or 17% increase from one year to another. What are we going to do with all these folks? Where, first of all, where are you going to put them? And how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for the health care, the schooling, all of it? This is an intentional attempt at an apocalypse. This is what's going on with this administration in this country. Shame on them and shame on us for letting it happen. On a side note to that, imagine we're living in an age where there's a pandemic scaring the hell out of everybody, yet illegals are coming into this country and he's let them go. And he's not testing them. So you cannot go into a restaurant now in New York City without proof of papers that you've been vaccinated and a mask on. But a family from Guatemala can mosey on across the Rio Grande and he'll pick them up and put them someplace in this country, maybe your town, not knowing whether, A, they've either had a vaccine, B, if they even have COVID or any other disease. They don't care. They don't care about you. Please let that sink in. Understand that. The irresponsibility of this administration to take migrants who are crossing the border and placing them in different towns across this country or cities across this country is an unconscionable act of treachery. They don't care if you get sick. They could care less. That's what I've been saying from the beginning. You think there's a politician in Washington that gives a damn whether you live or die? There's not one. Nobody in Washington, D.C., cares whether you live or die. How dare they manipulate your freedoms? How dare they tell you what to do? And at the same time, how dare they put you in harm's way from this pandemic by allowing illegal immigrants, untested, unvaccinated illegal immigrants, to be dispersed randomly throughout the country? By the way, 90% of illegal immigrants let in by the Biden administration have refused to report to ICE as required, which means they're gone in the wind. Never, ever, ever to be seen again. It's so frustrating and so demoralizing what's happening in this country. I want to talk a little bit more about that, about the demoralization, the change in our culture. And I'll do that before we run out of time at the top of the hour. But one final thought about immigration before I let you go. So Kamala Harris has gone on record by saying, we can't fix the immigration problem unless we actually transform Central America into a paradise. Harris's office is calling it root causes strategy. And in a general sense, I don't necessarily think she's all that wrong. We need to fix what's happening in some of these countries so you can make it so they want to stay there and not leave. But to take my hard-earned tax dollars and transform a Guatemala into a paradise, or an El Salvador into a paradise, while a lot of us here in this country are struggling to put food on the table every single day, how dare they take that approach? It is just, again, unconscionable. They will do anything. They, being the liberals, will do anything in their quest for power. All right, I got to take a quick break. Come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
President Biden's comments at the White House today. The president saying the Delta variant of coronavirus is moving like wildfire among those who are unvaccinated. Regarding the vaccinated, Biden continues.
If you're vaccinated, you are highly unlikely to get COVID-19. And even if you do, the chances are you won't show any symptoms. And if you do, they'll most likely be very mild. Vaccinated people almost never are hospitalized with COVID-19. In fact, according to one recent study, 95% of overall COVID-19 hospitalizations are among those not fully vaccinated.
The White House set to announce a new eviction moratorium expected to target areas with high levels of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Our special guest from the Heritage Foundation is Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military excellence, cybersecurity, and all of that. I was looking through some crime statistics, so I want to bounce some numbers off you. 56% increase. New York, 22. Chicago, 22. L.A., 27. Washington, 35. Portland, a mere 800% increase. Unless you like people dying, the numbers aren't really going in the right direction, Stephen.
Well, you know, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, that the common point in all those metropolitan areas are governments that are Democrats, and two, more importantly, is that people who have embraced the insanity of defund the police and just in general negative characterization of our law enforcement folks. So people naturally, you know, there's less police. The police are discouraged and demoralized. Bad guys are heartened and encouraged. And, gee, big surprise, you get a huge increase in crime. You know, and then you listen to the politicians, the ones who caused this, and they're lamenting, oh, woe is us. You know, why is this happening? Probably because there's too many guns on the street. No, it's too many criminals on the street because you guys have taken the ability of the police away to do their job. It's just crazy, and it's got to be reversed, Lee, or our metropolitan areas, most of which are already having problems, are going to continue to spiral down.
Fox News is reporting, and it's almost laughable, that the Seattle mayor now does a 180. Now says the city needs more police, of course, after saying they wanted to defund the police. I try to see the other side of this as best that I can, but at least for the short term, the only way to solve that is to put more police boots on the ground. If you want to talk long-term solution, where you're trying to educate these kids in these either urban areas or wherever the crime is rampant, and you want to change that dynamic, that is fine. But for the immediate future, when people are breaking into buildings and houses and cars, you need more cops.
It's simple. It's not rocket science. You know, if you've got bad guys flowing all over the street, doing things with impunity, you know, running up, knocking people out, stealing things, dealing drugs openly on the street, the only way to stop that is for the police to, you know, get more police out there to at least deter them from doing it in the open, hopefully to deter them from doing it at all. Yeah, then do those other programs. You want to put more social workers out on the street too? Great, but I'll tell you what, they can't do it alone. They've got to have security before they can do what they do. If you want to have more educational programs, that's great, but those locations where you do those programs have to be secure. Those people have to be protected, or those teachers won't go into those neighborhoods. If you want businesses to return to those neighborhoods, you check those businesses. The citizens who live there, the majority of them are good people who want to live normal lives. They can't if the criminal minority, which is growing and attracting the kids of those good people, you got to protect them. The only way to do that is to put cops on the street and let cops do what they can legally and appropriately do, but locking their hands, defunding them. You know, you're saying the police don't do things the right way, but now they have no money to train. So how you think that's going to help, I don't know. But the lefty people need to give up on this ridiculous concept, fantasy, which is either a fantasy in the minds of some people or a deliberate tactic to destroy the fabric of society in other people's minds. But it's got to stop, and it's got to stop immediately.
Stephen Bucci with the Heritage Foundation joins us once a week. We always appreciate him giving us some time, 30-plus years of military excellence. Switching gears, Gallup poll shows Biden's approval rating is cratering an all-time low. The nation now doubts Biden's honesty, his empathy, his leadership. This is sort of you reap what you sow, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to tell the truth, number one. You know, and so often, Biden, Jen Psaki, his spokesperson, other members of the cabinet are caught in these blatant lies that, you know, Charles could see through. And And what do you expect? You know, people's confidence are going to go down. You know, when you keep saying the border's secure, and there are thousands of people streaming across the border just being funneled on border from the White House to the Department of Homeland Security, you know, that they can't stop them, they can't arrest them. Even ones with criminal records are being let through. No one is being screened for COVID. There's no challenge to whether or not they're vaccinated or anything like that. They just stream them through, put them on buses, put them on planes, move them to communities of America. But they say the border's secure, everything's fine. You know, so much stuff is, I mean, it's ludicrously dishonest. But they keep doing it, and, you know, Joe Biden, I don't know if they're telling him it's all good, so he's repeating it, or whether he's part of the lie. We don't know, because Joe, you know, he has some issues remembering things. Does anybody think that's going to inspire confidence in the American people, other than the ideologues who want to go this route regardless of the results? It's kind of scary, Lee, and people, you know, are starting to register that. It's even starting to come up in the news now and then, not as often as you would think if the mainstream press were actually doing their job of, you know, vetting the truthful statements instead of just being a, you know, a recording, amplifying what the administration is saying. It's got to stop.
I'm glad you mentioned immigration, because I want to bring this up with you. I know a lot of folks actually don't believe that what I'm about to tell you is true, but it is true. We are breaking records for the number of illegal immigrants who are being allowed to cross over the border. And this administration and the left wants you to believe a new pandemic is about to explode. They're doing this, letting illegals across the border, and doing so and not testing them and then displacing them across the country randomly. So this administration essentially has put the welfare of the illegal immigrant above the safety of the American community. How can you justify that?
You can't. It's, you know, look, when my family came here from Italy back, you know, the beginning of the 20th century, people were turned back regularly at Ellis Island because they had, you know, pink eye or something like that. You know, if you weren't healthy, you didn't get in.
Right.
Well, that meant you got checked at that station to before they let you in. This folks, they're not even going through, you know, the CBP stations. In a lot of cases, the Customs and Border Protection people are standing there on the bank of the river just sort of waving people up, making sure they don't drown as the criminals move them across the river. And then they just get pointed in the direction, you know, north until they get policed up in a big group by the Border Patrol guys and put on transportation to get moved out into the country. There's no screening whatsoever, but at the same time, American citizens who have been vaccinated are being told, you got to wear a mask anyway because you're still a danger. Really?
Yeah.
Well, what about folks? You know, I mean, come on, at least be consistent in your dishonesty. And they're not doing that. They'll tell whatever lie fits their plans most readily, and they expect us to just be compliant. And if you say anything other than that, you know, you run the risk of getting shut down on social media because, after all, you're spreading disinformation. I got to tell you, Joe Biden would have been shut down by now for some of the things he said because they turned out to be completely untrue.
So I think we touched a little bit on this last week. Last topic I'll throw at you real quick before we run out of time. The Capitol Police, another guy dies, another guy commits suicide. That's crazy. We've got these hearings. It just doesn't sit well with me. Big picture, what do you think the end result will be?
Well, this is the height of political theater. I mean, you had Nancy Pelosi refuse to let anybody on the committee that might disagree with her version of how those things went. So there's no real desire here to find truth. There's a complete desire to come up with a stamp on the most radical version of this, which is that, you know, President Trump is, you know, an American Che Guevara trying to overthrow the government. there's absolutely no evidence at all. It's to the point of almost being like a show trial kind of deal that you would see in a communist government. It's just wrong. Look, those guys broke the law. They broke into a building they weren't supposed to break into. They should be prosecuted. Trying to paint them as being the equivalent of, people who were literally trying to overthrow the government. No offense, but 300 or 400 knuckleheads wearing, buffalo heads are not going to throw the government of the States of America. Even if they had gone in there with firearms and killed all the legislators that were there, that would not have overthrown this government in any way, shape, or form. I'm not saying they should be lionized or anything else. They should be prosecuted. But let's back off on the hyperbole here and do some facts. That's not what Nancy Pelosi is about. And it's wrong to think that this hearing is going to accomplish anything other than political theater.
Booch, I got to run. The music is playing, but I can't thank you enough. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA
Radio
Network. Hi, I'm
Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is Patriot VPN. They're a private, a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. So let me say that in plain English. Patriot VPN protects your internet privacy, your data and your privacy. Everything you say and do, everywhere you go on the internet is now secure. Nobody can find out. So cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider, ISP, they all collect and use your private information without your knowledge. And there are so many examples in the media, but how about conservative groups in America being actively targeted and your personal information and internet history being sold by your ISP? It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For your business, for your family, for your personal use, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month, and when you use the code WAR, you get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. It's all about your internet privacy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. I chuckle a little bit because I feel like I've been yelling this entire hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, leeelsie.com. It's a website, work in progress, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That is my email address. Feel free to email me, and we can go back and forth. Just a reminder, next week I have 3 days where I'll be filling in for the entire show for Wayne Allen Root, and we'll have some great guests rolling through here for those 3 days. Looking forward to that next week. And again, I'll be on Thursday one more time, first hour of the program, as we do that each and every Tuesday and Thursday every single week. Couple things. Gotten a great email from one of our listeners in Connecticut, and he made me think about a couple of different things, and I want to share those with you. You know, we're living in a time where things obviously are changing. I would almost be willing to say radically changing. I would say they're changing. I don't know about radically changing. Radically changing, certainly, in the last 6 to 12 months, but changing nonetheless. Just the way we live our lives has been altered, and it's not always for the best, right? When we're talking about technology, technology can do some magnificent things. And I don't want to sound like that old fuddy-dud who doesn't want to go, you know, along with the times and embrace the surroundings and have technology better my life. Because, listen, I deal with technology every single day. I'm just like you. I have a radio show. I deal with more technology, I'm sure, than you do. I have a radio show. I have multiple platforms where we have to get conversations out, audio and video. We're working on that side of it as well. But it's constant for me. There's Facebook. There's Twitter. There's all of that that, you know, we have to be involved with in one way, shape, or form, even if we're not comfortable with it. But we do it. Okay. Now, what is it taking away? What is something like a Facebook or any of these social media platforms, what is it taking away from life the way it used to be when you were younger? I'm thinking to myself, not necessarily that Facebook has taken away the family meal or the Sunday get-together, you know, with your grandparents. Maybe that isn't the root cause of it. Maybe it's our fast-paced lives that have done that. But there's no question in my mind that to a large degree, this fast-moving, non-stop family dynamic has cracked, in some cases, that whole idea of what's important. I grew up in an Italian household, right? So every Sunday, for the longest time, at least during my teenage years, my grandmother on my mother's side, my maternal grandmother, would come over. Right? My mom would go get her, and she'd get to the house at about 2, and we'd, you know, talk to her. She didn't live that far away, so we talked to her during the week from time to time. But, you know, she was in the house. She'd ask you all the questions, how you doing, all of that. She spoke broken English, and all that goes along with that. My grandfather on my mother's side was long dead by then. Actually, my grandfather on my father's side was long dead by then as well. But it was just a way to connect generations. Now, you could say, well, Facebook connects generations. You get a chance to talk to your grandmother or your great-grandmother or father if you have them. And you can do that over great distances. And there are certain truths to that. I wouldn't say there's not. But there's an intimacy. There's, you know, the idea of actually having that conversation with your grandma, with your nanny, looking her in the eye and asking her or having her ask you how your day was or how you're doing or what are you doing in school or what have you been up to. And I feel like that has disappeared. Now, I don't have kids, so maybe I'm missing it. Maybe it still happens. Maybe you're the family that's different. Maybe your family is one that actually has these get-togethers, either weekly or monthly or daily if you're lucky enough. But even though technology can make the world a lot smaller, and it has, it can also cause a bigger chasm to be created. Because your grandmother can't quite understand social media, at least most of them probably can. I can't even understand all of the platforms that I'm supposed to be on, whether it's Roku or Twitch or Hitch or Witch or whatever it is. There's a million of them. The kids are on some, and the adults are on some, and of course, if you just want to talk about social media, the big giants like Facebook and Twitter, you're censored for anything that you say anyway, so honesty is definitely gone there. And, you know, even if you are able to communicate through Facebook, most of the time it's ugly, nasty banter back and forth between two different political entities. And I feel like that's not what we want. I don't have time to get into it anymore, but maybe as I leave here on this Tuesday, take a breath, take a second. And if you get the opportunity to spend the afternoon, physically spend the afternoon with a family member, look them in the eye and ask them how they're doing, that might go a long way to solving some of society's ills. I gotta go. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Choice plans.